system in place to keep us in chains. By show of hands, who else is sick and tired of the same? 1% trying to keep us small, trying to keep us from getting out. Minimizing the struggles they've caused, saying we're not working hard enough.
Ladies and gentlemen, for the thousands in attendance, and for the millions watching at home, DCK Productions proudly brings to you the greatest podcast in the world!
On the greatest podcast in the world? Suck it!
No, you suck it!
No, you suck it!
No, you suck it!
No, you suck it!
I appreciate it if you both suck it! Suck it!
We really should stop this fighting. Otherwise, we'll miss the fireworks.
There won't be any fireworks.
And here we go.
And welcome, everybody, to Suck It! I am the great and powerful King of Kings, Prince of All That Is Awesome, Derek. How is everybody tonight on this October 20th of the horrible year that has been 2020? I hope your Tuesday is going well. We are one day closer to the weekend. But you know what? Every day is the weekend for me. Every day is the weekend here at the show because I have such great, you know, listeners and viewers, and I appreciate every single one of y'all, all 800,000 of you guys. So keep them coming. Tell your friends. Help me hit a million, because that would be fantastic. Because, you know, if I did that, you know, then I might, you know, my 39-year-old body might be able to, you know, figure out a way to do a backflip or some shit. I don't know. Maybe not. Probably not. Maybe. Who knows? But anyway, I hope everybody's doing well, and we are rocking and rolling. We are just continuing on with this week. Couple announcements real quick. Number one, again, I do have at dckproductions.com/shop my new mental health line of t-shirts up that's really focused on mental health. Please go and check it out. Again, that's dckproductions.com/shop to pick yourself up a mental health t-shirt that with 25% is going 25% of the profit going to charity. And on top of that, by Friday of this week, Friday-ish, I will be launching officially on Amazon Prime, which I am very, 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 very excited about. So catch up Suck It Podcast. If you don't catch it on YouTube, please go to Amazon Prime Video, and it'll be available there for Prime members free of charge. But tonight, you know, tonight we are here to have a little bit of fun. Do another, you know, I love doing these different types of guests where I'm not talking, you know, necessarily a musician or an actor, an actress, or a director, or, you know, something like that. I'm going to talk to a real person with a real job that does real stuff. Not that musicians or actors aren't real people with real jobs, but, you know, just a different type of person. And these are some of my favorite conversations because we could talk about real world problems and real world issues and, you know, really kind of hone in on you as the audience. So tonight I have a lifestyle expert / matchmaker and so much more. She's based out of Canada, but is, you know, a fantastic, fantastic human being. And I'm so excited to have her on tonight. So please, without any further ado, please welcome to the show, Aviva Raymer. Hey, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
You know what? I am fantastic. It's Tuesday. It's the weather is nice here in Northern Virginia. However, you know, it was in the 40s this weekend, and now we're back in the 70s today. And, you know, because Mother Nature can't make up her damn mind. But, you know, it's fine.
Well,
so how's everything with you?
I'm great. I'm trying to stay warm. It's getting pretty chilly over here in Toronto. So
is it? Yeah. Last time I talked to somebody in Canada, it was a couple weeks ago. You guys were still in the 70s and 80s. And I was like, man, y'all, we got cold quicker than y'all did this year. And that was kind of weird. And now y'all taking all the cold weather and now we got the heat back again. I'm like, no, no, it's October in Virginia. It's supposed to be in the 60s and 50s. Why am I at 75 now? I'm like debating whether or not I should close my windows and turn on my AC. I'm like, geez.
No. Oh, the warmer for me, the better. I love it. I could live in a hot environment.
Anyway. Okay, then let's switch because I would rather be cold.
Okay. Virginia, you come to Toronto.
Yeah, I mean, I prefer the cold.
We'll Airbnb it.
There we go. Just Airbnb in each other's house, and then we'll just do it that way. It works.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, no problem. It was my pleasure. My pleasure. You know, like I said in the introduction, you know, anytime I get a chance to talk to, you know, somebody that's not a celebrity, not, you know, in the world of music or, you know, music or arts and entertainment in a typical way, really kind of, you know, again, is a different type of show for me. And I really, really enjoy those types of shows because it just, again, especially with what you do as far as being a matchmaker and a lifestyle expert, it really kind of, again, allows me to ask questions that really do relate to my audience. And it's a different type of interview. And I love doing these types of stuff. So it's my pleasure to have you here.
I'm happy to be here and happy to answer any questions you have. I'm always ready to share goodness.
So why don't you start by saying exactly what you do? I mentioned what you do, but what exactly is it that you do?
Okay. So I am a transformational life coach. And what that means is I step into people's lives that seek me out, that would love to turn their lives around into a positive direction. And I hold their hand through the process of doing that in every way. And if they happen to be someone eligible who would love to, you know, meet someone. So in other words, they could be coming from a broken relationship or a broken heart or a broken situation of any kind, or just feeling lost. And if they find themselves in a place where they would really like to find somebody amazing to share their life with, I just happen to have a company where we can facilitate that and find you a really, really great partner that's compatible.
That's awesome. Yeah. And one of the main things that, you know, I wanted to talk to you about tonight, and, you know, one of the things that I was really excited about to talk to you about was the fact of your, you know, your life coaching. Mm-hmm. Being that I am a bipolar, you know, anxiety ridden PTSD guy, one of the main things I love to talk about on the show is, you know, just life in general. Especially for somebody that has, you know, the issues that I have as far as, you know, mental illness goes. And that's a good portion of my audience as well, is, you know, people with mental illness that come here looking for support and want to know that they're not alone in their daily struggles. And that's something that I'm very, very proud of. And that's the audience that I've built over the last year.
That's so amazing.
Well, I appreciate that. Because again, mental health is something that's still hidden. In daily culture, it's something that, you know, not a lot of people would like to just talk about, or they say, oh, that's boring, or that's not fun to listen to, or that's not, you know, entertaining. But you know what? To me, it is, because, you know, it's something that I deal with on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to talk about it all I want, because, you know what? It's my show. It says Suck It Podcast on top of us right now. So you know what? This is what we're going to do. And because, again, it's so important, and stuff that you do is so important. You know, people that want to change their lives, you know, whether, you know, so, you know, what is your typical client that comes to you wanting to change their life and make a transformation like that?
Okay. So we'll put matchmaking aside for a minute since we're going to focus on this. Mm-hmm. The type of person that seeks me out is someone, and it's ironically enough, I find my clients, you know, places I go, people I meet, they seem to be coming to me kind of through the universe somehow. Somebody refers them, or I bump into someone, and I'm somebody that starts a conversation on a whim because I love people. And somehow they find it a very safe place to talk to me because just of my energy and who I am, and I welcome people. So the type of people that I'm working with are people who are either coming out of an emotionally abusive relationship, or somebody broke their heart, or maybe a long-term marriage. They've lost their way, not necessarily just within a relationship even, but even with themselves, their own identity, you know. They're coming from a place of either depression, very low self-confidence. I have clients who have extreme anxiety. All of those things find me, and I work with clients like that. So I have a program. I mean, first of all, I'm very transparent, so I share my own journey. You know, I also struggled through low self-esteem and low self-worth and low confidence when I was growing up. So not so much as an adult now, because I've done a lot of work on myself. So I'm very relatable to people, and maybe this is why they come to me and it's easy for them to share. But these are the type of people that I speak to and coach who are feeling lost. They have no confidence. Somebody has been, you know, emotionally abusive, and they don't even realize that they've been emotionally abused. They just think it's their fault or there's something wrong with them. Or a broken relationship, whether they're still in the relationship or out of the relationship, and they just don't know where to pick up the pieces.
You know, what you just said really, really hit home for me, because, you know, 13 years ago, I was coming out of an emotionally and physically abusive relationship with my ex-wife, and, you know, I wasn't, you know, I didn't have the know-how or the luxury to be able to find somebody like you to be able to walk through that. And, you know, that was probably the most difficult stuff I ever had to deal with in my life. And, you know, trying to pull myself out, you know, I mean, I was drinking a lot. You know, I was doing a lot of different things to just drown my sorrows. And, you know, somebody like you could have done wonders for me then. But now, you know, now I just take all the heartache that I had and turn it into comedy and make jokes about it. But, you know, that's just me. You know, as a stand-up comedian, that's what I do. But
that's your outlet.
That's my outlet. Exactly. But, you know, it was my current wife who found, you know, who found me and put the puzzle pieces back together. There's still a few lost pieces here and there, but, you know, she's trying. But, you know, it's, you know, that is, you know, a struggle that too many people know, a struggle that, you know, still, and it's sad that it still goes on today, that, you know, whether it's a man or a woman, because it happens both ways, that thinks they have that kind of control over somebody, whether it be mentally or physically, is just astounding to me. And it just, you know, it breaks my heart, because, you know, I know what it was like. Now, my situation was, you know, much different from everybody else's, and everybody else is different from everybody else. So, you know, but it was a lot. And so I definitely understand where some of your clients are. If I only knew you 13 years ago, my life might be different. But no, I think that is, you know, truly honorable. And truly admirable that you do that for such people that just need it.
Thank you. And I have to also, you know, acknowledge you as well for sharing that with me and your audience, because, you know, when you're in that kind of situation, right, you feel very alone. You're not even capable of really thinking outside of your own bubble that there's other people also, you know, going through it. And more often than not, people are embarrassed by where they are, and they're fearful of, you know, sharing things because they think they're going to be judged, or they just, it's more of the, you know, what you don't know what you don't know. So I just have to acknowledge the fact that, you know, you're sharing this, and I appreciate it. And the fact that you speaking out loud about it, In with what you're doing, you know, you're going to be able to really help a lot of other people if you talk about the subject and give them a safe place to know that there's a safe zone and that they're safe with you, and that you can relate. And there's actually people out there who are also suffering, especially right now. you know, and that they can get help. And there is somebody out there who does understand and knows how to literally hold your hand during that time and help you, like help pull you out of it.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Yeah. And you made a fantastic point, especially now, where a lot of people are forced to work from home or, you know, are out of work. More people are out of work now than, you know, in the last 20 years. It's astounding, the stuff that we're going through, it just really, really is. And it doesn't seem to get any better on a daily basis, but beside the point, you know, when it comes to, you know, the way people are treated, you know, if they're in a bad situation, like you just mentioned, and now they're forced to be at home in that situation even more, I can't even imagine what that must be like. And that's why I talk about it so openly, because I don't ever want someone to be stuck in that situation. You know, a situation that they can get out of, you know, it's all it takes is a little bit of a bravery and a phone call to the right person and you can get out. And, you know, most people just like, well, you know, it's more difficult than that. I get it. But, you know, that's just the basics of it. If you've got those two things, you can build from there. But, you know, especially now, it's just, you know, mental health, you know, suicide rates are on the rise, you know, people's are out of work, you know, now is the time during this time that I believe is the best time to reset yourself, reset your life. If you've ever wanted to say, you know what, screw it, I'm going to go do this with my life, now's the time to do it. This is an opportunity for anybody, no matter what part of the world you're in or what income level you're at, this is the time for you to really reinvent yourself if you're not happy with who you are. I mean, am I right on that?
Yes, absolutely. But, you know, people sometimes will say to you, what do you mean you can just go and get it and make it happen? If it was that easy, then, you know, everybody would attempt to do it. So, you know, what is the first step? What is the second step? You know, like how do I even put a plan together? Like, they're really so bombarded by everything that is happening in their emotionally and mentally and probably even physically, you know, because it affects you, you know, stress affects the body and all that stuff and the mind. So, you know, it's important to know that, you know, if you're vulnerable with someone, like share your story, talk to somebody, somebody will reach out and somebody will give you that helping hand, you know. You do have to find a little bit of courage, but there are things that you can definitely do on a very small scale to start holistically turning things around. And you don't have to take really big leaps necessarily. It's really those small little things that add up to something really big.
So, you know, what are some of those holistic steps that you suggest in order to start making the big life changes, the small ones that, you know, what are some of those things that you suggest?
Okay. So, a lot of people that have anxiety, for example, which is a lot, especially with everything going on. And even before that, there are people out there who are maybe a little bit more high strung or have ADD or ADHD. I get lost with some of the abbreviations, you know.
It's so many.
And so some of the things that you can initially start with, you don't have to take huge leaps. You know, there's a way of breathing, for example, an exercise that I teach my clients to start with, right? Like smallest little things, because you're operating on a very low level of ability at that point. So you can only do what you can handle. You know, I can't walk into somebody's life and say, we got to do this, 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 and this. It doesn't work like that. You know, I'm not a bulldozer. And it's hard to comprehend all that. So you start, maybe I'll teach them how to meditate. And people always say, oh my God, I can't meditate. Meditating is something that it really, and the breathing while you're meditating really helps anxiety and also brings your heart rate down to a specific point. Now, this is something that you have to learn to do, especially if you're like go, 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 and you don't know how to stop. I mean, I could show you how to do the exercise here if you like.
Please.
Okay, so what you would do is By the way, I'm going live on my Instagram, so everybody can see you as well.
Fantastic.
So what you have to do is you have to breathe in through your nose, and the lung capacity depends on each person. So it could be on a count of four or it could be on a count of five. For me, it's a five because I'm trained. So what you do is, and I have like a little bit of a deviated septum, so...
So do I. We're good.
I always think I'm on drugs when I'm doing interviews because I'm always going like this. But I actually have a hard time breathing out of one of my sides of my nose, okay? Just in case. So what you do is you take a deep, like a breath on a count of five with your nose, okay, like this. And then you make a little whistle movement with your mouth, like you get like a whistle, you're gonna blow a whistle, right? And then you breathe out really, really slowly, and you have to control that breathing because you just want to go right. But what you want to do is you want to breathe out really slowly, like, so you're really controlling how much air you're letting out. So if you're ever in a position where you are hyperventilating, or even exercising, or your anxiety is hitting you really, really hard, and you need to bring your heart rate down and calm down, that is the first thing that you should do, is you basically sit. You can put your head between your knees or lie down on your back, and you start the breathing exercises like that. It takes a little while to get it, but if you do it, and anybody watching, if you guys want to try it, you're going to see how much your shoulders drop. You start to relax by the time you're on your fourth one. So that's really key. And to learn how to meditate, the first, like for me, I'm a big music lover and I feel music. So it really affects my mood. And I believe music is huge when it comes to mood, right? And feeling better, or, you know, if you're going through a relationship breakup or listen to sad songs, you know, when you wanna get some energy, you listen to like house music or whatever it may be, or rock or what have you. So the same thing you apply here. You do the breathing exercises and you listen to really, really slow, nice music, calming music, or even the music that allows you to hear the rain or what have you. And you close your eyes and you envision. I ask people when I do meditation to envision sunshine on their face, or being on a beach, or something that makes them feel good. And within 5-10 minutes, you're nailing your meditation and your breathing. And that's all meditation is. So if you can get that breathing going on a count of five, slowly, and control what you bring out with your breath out, you're setting yourself up to start right there successfully.
So people that are listening to the show, that are on their way to work in the morning, right, you know, or on the way home from work, whatever, this is, you know, key, you know, important stuff, you know, just, you know, that learning to breathe. You know, I went back in the day when I had a 9-to-5, you know, going to work every day was a panic attack for me because I just hated my job. I hated everything about, you know, working for the man and, you know, having to do this, or, you know, worried about, oh, what's going to go wrong today. I just, you know, my anxiety brain just hit me so hard. And you know, it, and, you know, now, even with, you know, me doing this and, you know, only doing this, my anxiety brain hits me harder because now it's like all on me. But you know what? I have control of that, so it's easier to manage. But when I was, you know, having to manage other people and, you know, go to work and, you know, deal with corporate BS, it was stuff that I could not control most of the time. And it was just, you know, that constant need for breathing, or, oh, you know, breathing's not working just because I didn't, you know, try hard enough, and because my brain was so bad. Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna go ahead and pop a Xanax and I'll be fine. You know, and that's so unhealthy, especially for people with, you know, anxiety. You know, they'll grab the first thing to do is they'll grab their Xanax or their Clonopam, and you know, they just focus on the drugs, which, you know, I get, but at the same time, there's so many other natural things that you can do to help calm that. Now, if it's been 10 minutes and you're doing the best breathing stuff and your stuff like that, and it's just that bad, then yeah, I mean, I get grabbing one of those, you know, pills, you know, I get that. You might have a different opinion, but you know, everyday, you know, life, if you're just having that small little weak panic attack, breathe through it, you know. Mm-hmm. Or you know, if it's legal there, smoke some weed, because weed always helps with panic attacks and anxiety too. I'm not gonna say I know that from personal experience. Hint, hint, wink, wink. But I'm just making a joke. But you know, but it's true. I mean, there's other natural ways to deal with that panic attack, and breathing and you know, meditating is one of my go-tos, you know. Yeah. And on a daily basis.
So my daughter also has anxiety, my youngest daughter. So, you know, in life, we're dished out certain scenarios and situations. And what really matters, and everybody gets it, everybody gets a roller coaster ride. You have your highs and you have your lows in life. And if we did not have the lows, we would not appreciate the highs.
Exactly.
It's all part of the natural, you know, circle of life. But individually, in our own lives, how we deal with those things is really what's going to make a difference for each and every personal individual in their life, how they deal with it. Yeah. So, you know, when I have my conversations with my clients, in a very unique way, I show them, you know, a certain type of perspective. You know, a lot of people don't, they only have their perspective. They don't have other people's perspective necessarily, right? If you don't crack that door, you're never gonna know, right?
Exactly. So
it's all about perspective and the choices that you make for yourself. You can go, and everybody has different levels of anxiety and all kinds of things they're dealing with. So some people, you know, tend to go more towards, you know, taking something for it. Some people are anti, you know, Western medicine, and they want to do something holistic, like the breathing, the meditation. I'm a big advocate of really doing things naturally and seeing if that really works for you first, because anybody can perfect it unless there's some other issues involved and where you need some other maybe kind of therapy, or maybe you do need medication. But I'm a believer of doing things naturally to protect your body from all that stuff and really try to work through things, you know, one little thing at a time, right?
Yeah.
Just go at the pace that you can go and try it the natural way.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. I mean, I would, in my opinion, and I don't have any medical facts. I don't have, you know, I haven't looked up studies on it, but which I should. But I believe, as far as just anxiety, not depression, bipolar, nothing else like that, but just anxiety, my opinion is probably half the people that are on those types of drugs don't need to be. Sure. You know, and there's probably half that need to be on them, but you know, maybe like half of that, you know, 50% don't need to be on them as much as they normally do. And then there's the small portion that need them all the time because they're just, their brain chemistry just doesn't allow for anything else, which is unfortunate, but that does happen too. But you know, I definitely believe in the holistic side of things as far as anxiety goes, because a lot of it is all mental. You know, and you know, another thing too is, you know, when you're, and a lot of people don't realize this, but I found out the hard way. When you have severe panic attacks, sometimes it upsets your stomach. And when you upset your stomach, you know, for too long, it can cause yourself to have acid reflux. So then not only are you having a panic attack, but you're also having this extreme burning pain in your chest, which makes you think, oh my God, I might be having a heart attack, but it's just really just heartburn while you're having a panic attack. So controlling your, you know, your things and controlling your mind and controlling, you know, the stuff that you can control really, really, really does help. And, you know, it's a sad fact, because I thought my panic attacks were getting to the point where I needed to, you know, be severely medicated. And I went to my doctor and he's like, no, you just got acid reflux and it's being aggravated by your panic attacks. Here, you know, take this and get rid of your panic attack. I mean, your acid reflux, I swear to God, your panic attacks will feel better. And I was like, okay. And I started, you know, doing this and doing that and eating better and eating right and, you know, doing this. I was like, oh, well, damn, he was right.
Yeah. You see, stress, life stress, right? We have stress all around us, financial stress, relationship stress, personal stress, project stress, you name it. There's all kinds of stress out there. And there's different ways of dealing with that stress. And that stress can aggravate, you know, the body, the mind, your everything on a psychological level and impact you. So the more you try to, you know, if you can try to somehow crack the door open around, you know, doing some investigating or learning about some things that you can do to manage that stress, it'll put you on a really good path, right? And I'm a certified trainer. I've been changing bodies for like over 20 years. And one of the biggest things that happens during stress, not just anxiety and everything else, is your organ function. It slows everything down, right? For example, this is a good example. If you're stranded on an island, okay, somehow, whatever, you watch movies, plane crashes, you're stranded on an island, you have no food or anything, your body automatically feels the stress of that. And because you're stranded on an island, it's, you know, this human thing is really intelligent, right? So what happens is it the brain sends a message to the organs and starts to slow everything down, because now it's going to know that you're not going to be able to eat for maybe a long time. So you have to slow down the metabolism. You're not going to be able to, you know, maybe drink water or what have you. It starts to slow down the organ function so that you're operating at a minimal capacity of what you can handle. So a lot of people find that they gain weight when they're really stressed, right? Because this is what happens. It actually affects how your body works. So it's the biggest thing anybody can do is try to eliminate as much stress as possible, you know? And of course it spills over into anxiety and all kinds of other stuff. So do some research, practice the breathing exercises, listen to good music, especially right now. There's so many people out there, you know, everything's so up in the air. We don't know where we're gonna go, what to expect, you know, whether it's real estate buying, whether it's where you're gonna have your job, you know, whether it's you're gonna move in with your parents or not move in with your parents, all kinds of issues out there. What you have to remember, and I'd just like to share this positive side of things,
please,
not right gonna last forever. It's not going to last forever. So what is it that you can do now to prepare yourself for when it's over? And are you also prepared to just accept that? Or can you put yourself in a position to choose to select your environment that you want to survive in? Okay, because you can choose the environment you want to survive in and last until it's over. So for example, I apply it to myself. Winter's coming. What happens in the winter? A lot of people, weather changes, it rains, pours outside, everybody feels gloomy. It you know, it depends how the planets are lined up too, it affects you. So, you know, the weather affects you. You don't understand why, but it does. On a subconscious level, you're feeling low. Maybe you're coming down with something, or maybe you're feeling cold, right? But that's how it works. It affects you. All kinds of things affect you on a subconscious level that you're not even aware of. You could be going to the grocery store and buying something, and the guy could say something to you, and you completely lose it on him because you're not realizing how the fact that this, you know, virus or a pandemic is taking all of your balance away from you, all of the things that you love in your life away from you, apart from, you know, your partners or what have you, right? Family takes away from you, or it could be your partner takes away from you. It takes your freedom away from you. It takes everything away from you. So what balance do you have to offset this, right? Now, and you can just exist. They just go with the flow and not even realize, you know, how deeply you're really affected. So it's important to really think about that mm-hmm. and say, and ask yourself, you know, when this is over, where do I want to be when this is over? And what is it that I need to do now to be ready for that moment? Right? Because you don't want this thing to take over your life. So you got to do those special things that really take care of you, me for myself, us as individuals. We have to create that environment for ourselves that's going to take good care of us, be good to us, allow us to be able to, you know, figure out a balance that we need to be able to enjoy and have while we're going through this on our own and together, right? So about myself, a nice little, I moved to a condo, sold my house, and I have a nice little electric fireplace to make me feel nice and cozy. You know, I fixed up the condo a little bit more cozy for the winter. I went and I bought some things for my dogs in case we're in lockdown. I can't go anywhere. I wanted to, you know, get certain things that I can enjoy while I'm home. I go for my nice walks. I smell the air and I'm grateful for all those wonderful things that we still do have.
Yeah.
And this is how you have to balance everything out. Exercise is another one. That is huge. It's not just for the body. It's for this. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, exercising releases endorphins, and endorphins do some amazing, amazing things.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to plug some merchandise for a second, and then we're going to come back and we're going to talk about some, we're going to talk about the polar opposite stuff of what we're talking about. We're going to talk about the matchmaking and loves, because that is my favorite subject in the world. All right. Well, we'll be right back. Guys, have you ever wondered how you can help support the channel and also look fucking cool in the process? Go to the link down below, www.dckproductions.com/shop, to get the awesomest merch on the market today. Whether you just want to get one of our plain logos in one of our many different colors, or if you want to get one of our cool graphic tees that just are funny as hell, the choice is yours. But definitely pick up your choice of any one of these shirts in any color, any size, any style that you choose at www.dckproductions.com/shop, or click the link in the bio. Thank you, guys. And as I said earlier in the episode, I haven't updated the promo package, but I just released a new line of t-shirts dedicated solely to mental health. They are, with 25% of the profits going to charity. It's a great line. I'm going to be adding more daily. I'm just trying to think of more designs, but it's very, very important to me. So please go and pick up one of these shirts. Again, there'll be more added later. So please go to dckproductions.com/shop for more information. Also, tonight's episode is brought to you by manscaped.com, where you can get yourself right now the perfect package 3.0, which includes the ball trimmer, the ball deodorant, the toner, and all that other good stuff for $99.99. And when you use promo code SUCKITPODCAST at checkout, you get 20% off and free shipping. So again, manscaped.com, use promo code SUCKITPODCAST for 20% off your entire order. Doesn't matter what you get, 20% off your entire order, SUCKITPODCAST at manscaped.com. Trust me, your balls will thank you. And back to the show. All right. What?
Never heard that before on live radio.
What? The Manscaped?
I think it's fantastic. I talk about everything. Like, I put everything on the table. I am not shy. I'm vulnerable. I'm not shy, and I make people feel comfortable to do the same. So kudos to you for that.
Yeah, I personally think their slogan is fantastic. Trust me, your balls will thank you. I mean, that's a great slogan. It's a beautiful I mean,
for men, it's a beautiful thing.
It really is. You know, I mean, it's fantastic stuff.
So I'm just going to share the first little segment that we had in our interview. So is suck it, is it all one word or two words?
For what? on Instagram?
Yes.
Yeah, all one word, Suck It Podcast.
Okay. And so that's your, I can put the at there?
Yep, at Suck It Podcast, yep.
Okay, and all one word, right?
Yep.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that.
Oh, no problem.
Suck It Channel? No. Just want to find it. Not.
I tagged you in a post earlier. It might be in your, if you go to your heart.
S-U-C-K-I-T.
Yep. Right? Yep. S-U-C-K-I-T-P-O-D-C-A-S-T.
Yeah. That's what I have.
All one word?
Yeah. So strange. Okay. I'll fix that after. That's okay.
It's there. I promise. I have like 13,000 followers. It's there. I promise.
And I hope I was able to, you know, around mental health and anxiety and all of the things that are happening. I hope I was able to touch somebody to try the breathing exercise and try the music while you're doing the breathing exercise and just really be good to yourselves because you deserve it. And that's how we're going to get through this together.
Absolutely. 100% agree. So now onto the other part of your job, the other part of your life, matchmaking and love. So in today's day and age where we have at the power of our fingertips to swipe right, whether or not we, like a person or swipe left, if we want to reject them, why is matchmaking, you know, what you do still so important?
Well, it's more important than anything right now. We find we're getting much busier. All the girls that I work with, all the other agencies that I collaborate with. Wow. That's a big can of worms right there that we're going to open because there's so much going on in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
Especially online dating, you know, obviously, you know, what is everybody going to resort to? Online dating, right? Because computer can talk to someone. Don't have to wear a mask, all that good stuff. And yes, 100%. However, there are so many options. It's like a conundrum, you know. In one way, it's such a great thing during a pandemic, for example, or even without a pandemic. And on the other hand, there's so many options that nobody really takes it seriously enough to look at one person and really find out what kind of gem they are or how shiny they are or what they don't know that could make it or break it for them, that they're just 100% will dismiss and move on to the next one because they think there's always something better coming along. So they don't commit. They don't even commit to a date. They don't even commit to staying on top of, you know, having that open communication because there's too many communications going on.
Oh my God. So, yeah.
And eventually, even if it's two or three people, you're like, I mean, you can siphon through people and see what kind of sticks, you know, and see who makes an impression and so forth. But for the most part, it's way more difficult now because so you're going to meet somebody nice and then what are you going to do? You're going to go and meet them somewhere? Well, you can wear a mask and you can go for a walk and like, hey, how are you? You don't have to, you know, like be that close. You're just getting to know each other anyway. I think it's also a great opportunity to really get to know someone before you jump into bed with somebody. Because a lot of people, they just, you know, they want the intimacy. They may be starving for it and they do it. Or maybe they just, you know, just go too fast. And it's not necessarily a great thing. So this way you get to really find out who the person is before you share yourself on that level. And then you don't have to backpedal if you realize I didn't wait long enough to find out what really the character is of the person because they're so attractive and so sexy. And we had this chemistry, which you don't even identify whether it's real chemistry or whether it's sexual chemistry, right?
Exactly. Yep.
So a lot of people get really confused. And as much as you can have it like all and it's all amazing really fast, it can also fizzle out really fast. So you have to be mindful of, you know, what kind of person do you want to be there? Do you want to be somebody that has integrity and do you really want a relationship? Or are you somebody that just wants to have fun, not take it seriously and have a bunch of good conversations? You decide.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're on Tinder or OkCupid or hell, now even Facebook has a dating app, you know, built into it. Mm-hmm. You know, are you just looking at faces and saying, oh, you know, I'm not attracted to her. Now I'm not even going to bother, you know, or are you actually taking time to read the profile and, you know, get to know somebody? Or are you just constantly just doing this the entire time and getting a thumb workout just from, you know, dating, you know? And I guess you're right. I mean, that is a huge positive, you know, stuff that we couldn't do 20 years ago. But yet at the same time, it's a huge downfall because, again, it's you're looking at just sometimes a picture of somebody's face and you're not really getting to know them. And you're deciding whether or not you even want to talk to this person just based off of, I mean, that first initial impression, which could be filtered, it could be fake, it could be, you know, whatever the case might be, and you're not really, you know, doing it. So, you know, when you go to somebody like yourself, you know, you're getting a complete package because they're, you know, you take the time to get to know the person that you're setting up, and mm-hmm. you know, then you take time to actually say, you know what, okay, I think this might work, and then you discover this, and you do that, and it's just so much better. Now don't get me wrong. I mean, many people have found love on Match and Tinder and Grindr and all, you know, all the errs that are out there, Bumble right. and, you know, everything else. So there's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, you know, you have to filter through and swipe right a lot, you know, potentially for a long time to, you know, to find love. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you might not even find love on those types of apps. Sometimes you just might find a good sex partner, which again is perfectly fine too.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that either.
Okay. If that's what you're looking for, exactly. And if both people are looking for that, nobody's getting hurt. You're enjoying exactly. that ride. By all means, enjoy the ride. You know, sexuality is a beautiful thing.
It really is.
It really is. So, you know, you only live once. Why not? You know, people have fantasies they want to live out. They have bucket lists. So I even tell my clients when they're first getting out there, you know, what is it that you want to experience? Remember, like you can have anything you want. And in my opinion, you shouldn't be judged for whatever it is that you want to enjoy, you know, because it's your life, right? You're the one in control of it. So create your life, do what you want to do, but do it with integrity. Do it openly, meaning, you know, have conversations with people. Don't hurt anyone, you know. Make sure someone's on the same page as you. You both in for the same kind of ride, right?
Yeah.
Make sure nobody's getting hurt. And absolutely. And matchmaking has been around for such a long time. It's still around with a lot of cultures. And there is a stigma sometimes with people. Sometimes, and most of the time, it's for men, okay? The stigma, because of the ego. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm speaking very openly here.
Please.
We think that going to a matchmaker is like a desperate move. Okay, why? Because it makes them feel like this is what they interpret for themselves, okay? This is just conditioning crap. Okay. They think that if you go to a matchmaker, it's for desperate people because they don't need to go to a matchmaker. They can meet people anytime, any day, all the time. But going to a matchmaker is not about that. You go to a matchmaker the same way you go to a headhunter working for a company that's looking for the qualified person for that position. Now, if I took a successful guy and I said, listen, you can go online, you can go to the grocery store, you can meet the love of your life anywhere you go. But if you're not having that luck, what if I told you I have 10 incredible, beautiful, attractive, and I don't mean attractive necessarily superficially, just on the outside. I'm talking about attractive people, personality, positive thinking, open-mindedness, not needy, you know what I mean? A go-getter, make things happen, brighten up a room type of individual who takes good care of herself and has substance and has her together, okay? So Would you, I can line up 10 women like that for you right now. If you are serious about finding a quality partner, would you not be up for that?
Heck yeah.
Right? So it's the same thing. I match people on three categories: your history, your value system, your experiences. You have to be relatable. You have to be able to talk to someone. And, you know, sometimes you feel like you've known that person for years and you just met them.
Yes.
That kind of thing, you know, because maybe you've been through the same things. You know, maybe you can relate to one another's experience. You know, maybe you've both been hurt. So you understand and you never want that to do that to a person or have that be done to you. So that's really important, right? Also, culture goes into that aspect as well. Mm-hmm. So, you know, cultures, you know, matchmaking, that type of thing, you know, if you want to raise children, there's certain aspects of our job that, you know, there's a lot of work that goes into this. I only speak for my firm. Everybody's got their own type of protocols, but second is personality. You know, if you're a real introvert, like you, and you want to be exposed to, like, if you want to be more social, if you want to be more outgoing, you know, it's good to have a partner that's an extrovert, but there's got to be an introvert and that extrovert too. There is, some people are a little bit of both, right? So that would work. But an outright like extrovert with an introvert probably wouldn't work together. You know, somebody would feel maybe a little bit socially awkward or not comfortable. And the other one wants to go out, be around people all the time, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it depends. You can connect on other levels. So personality is really important. You know, A-type personalities, they have to be with an A-type personality. Otherwise, you're just going to be bored to death.
Yeah.
So things like that. And then thirdly is lifestyle. So somebody wants kids. Somebody already had them and they've already grown. So do you want to start having a family at 51? No. Same thing goes with if you want to travel with someone. If you're in a great position to do so, or maybe you're an entrepreneur, you make your own hours and the other person, you know, has to travel a lot for work. So the lifestyle is a little bit different. So if you can go to a firm and say, listen, you know, ideally, I know exactly what I want. Can you find me this person? 100% we can. And we already have a database of people who selectively choose to work with us or be in our database because they're on that mission. They don't want to play games. They want that fantastic person. And if I already have a pool of these fantastic people, how fast would you find your mate versus you going on online and trying to go at it alone for the next year and a half? You can meet her next week.
Yeah.
You can meet him next week. Potentially, right?
Potentially.
So
yeah.
There's a lot of work that goes into it ahead of the time so that when a connection happens between two people, and I was so ecstatic. A week ago, I matched two people. Like, hit it right out of the park. One couple is, like, falling in love. Another one's on their fourth date. I'm happy, right? And this is why I have a 92% success rate, because I know what I'm doing. But it makes me happy.
92%?
Yeah.
Whoo!
Yeah. That only works. Okay. The reason is that the clients, so because I'm a coach, I'm able to help people with coaching as well. So if they have a couple of lessons they need to, like, or a perspective or something that they don't know, or maybe they have a little bit of growing to do still that they don't know about, you know, and I can explain that too. They go through that through the process and they realize it, and they probably realize it a lot sooner than it would have taken them on their own. And then that way, when they do meet someone, they're already in a good place. They've been through what they had to go through, and they have now the tools that they need to be able to succeed in that relationship, because I share that with them, and I make sure that, you know, they're aware. So, yeah, and it's a lot of fun. I do a lot of different things, and it's never boring. I love it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So you are a busy, busy, busy person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you know, everything that you do is about giving back to other people.
Yeah.
Why?
Ah, that's a very good question. I know why I do it. It makes me feel good. because I've also been through some struggles. I also understand what it's like to be, you know, on your own and going through things and not being able to figure them out. And, you know, I ended up, I mean, I got the help. I had a I got a therapist. I was in a relationship that was somewhat emotionally abusive. I was cheated on, and I left initially when I found out about that, but then I gave him another chance. And ironically, that was the beginning of the end, right? But at that time, I was still young, and I never liked to fail at anything. So I always tried to, you know, convince myself to give it another chance, and, you know, maybe he convinced me. Long story short, the question that I, where my journey began was, it's like, there's nothing wrong with him. What is wrong with me that I'm allowing to accept this and stay here? And that started my journey, because it wasn't necessarily about him. Each person, an individual person, they can do whatever they want to do. They all have their own integrity, their own accountability, their own circumstance, their own repercussions of their choices, okay? But for me, I asked myself, what is wrong with me that I am okay with this? And that's when it started for me. So I've always been one of those people, and maybe because also growing up, I didn't have a lot of attention from my mom. I have a great relationship with my parents, okay? But back then, it was a different story for me. So I didn't have, my mom had to work three jobs. You know, I was at home with my little brother, and I would do things to get my mom's attention because I thought, like, she didn't love me, maybe. She wasn't affectionate towards me enough. You know, I didn't get enough of her, right? So what was wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? This is what happens with kids. This is what where our limiting beliefs are born, because we assume a lot of things because we're not given a rule book at 5 years old as to how we're supposed to feel and what's the truth, what's not the truth. So until we figure that out, right? And our parents don't necessarily teach us.
Yeah.
You know, we're stranded like that. So for me, I always wanted to do things to get something that I needed, which is love and affection. I needed that, which I didn't have. So now, you know, growing up and going through my journey, I became the person that I always wanted to give to people. Does that make sense?
So, no, it makes complete sense. Absolutely does.
It makes me feel so good. Like, you can talk to any of my clients because I'm like a kid in a candy store. Call me. I need to know how it went. I need to know what's going on. I'm so happy, you know. And, you know, I talk to my clients till 11 or 12 o'clock at night sometimes. I don't keep track of my time sometimes. You know,
me neither.
I'm a coach. We go by the hour. Like, my hours roll into an hour and a half. Like, because I'm just, that's just who I am. So I thought maybe I was maybe a doctor or a healer in my past life, or, you know, people believe in that. So that's just me. It makes me happy. That's my reward. Because I know what it's like to suffer. And I don't want that for anyone.
You know, we spent the last hour, you know, talking about, you know, your beliefs and your core systems and, you know, what you've done.
But it's been an hour?
It's been an hour already. But you know what? To be honest with you, everything you said up to this point was very, very important. But that last paragraph that you just said, you know, is the biggest ringing endorsement for everything you do. You want to help people because it's the right thing to do. It makes you feel good and it makes them feel good. And if that's not a ringing endorsement for somebody who's doing it for the right reasons, I don't know what else is. Aviva, you are just a godsend for, you know, for some people that can, I can only imagine, you know, the sigh of relief that people have once they meet you and, you know that they're getting somebody that really truly does care. Cause that's in today's day and age, you know, that's few and far between, but you're one of the good ones. And I'm so glad to have met you and so glad to have had you here today because, you know, it's quite remarkable what you do and it's very, very honorable. And I'm so honored to have you here.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
No, it's my pleasure, 100%. And, you know, again, like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, you know, this is, these are the types of conversations I love to have again, because it really deals with real world problems and real world issues that I don't get to talk about all the time. And I'm glad to have these types of conversations, and I'm glad I was able to have this conversation with you of all people. So thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So guys, so tell everybody where they can find you at.
So I have, two websites. One is for matchmaking, which is perfect-fit.ca. And one is strategically for coaching, and where I hold your hand through and like through and through, and we pull you out of wherever you are. And that's avivareimer.com.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And that will all be linked into the description of the podcast and on the video. So guys, please take a look at her up and give her a shout if you need anything from her, because let me tell you what, she is a gem, and you could only be so lucky to work with someone like her. And again, Aviva, thank you very much.
Thank you. And just so you know, everything is under my name, like very easy to find. It's Aviva Reimer, Instagram, Facebook. It's all there. So just one name. I don't have to let it go searching.
Yeah, it's a very unique name, so you're not gonna have to look hard. Well, again, thank you very, very much, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and enjoy your fall.
Can I say one more thing? I don't want to interrupt you. Just
no, please, right in.
Okay, just to your listeners, I just want to say this: don't let this pandemic take control of your life. There are people suffering everywhere. Be grateful for what it is that you do have. And really try to choose those little take control, say, I'm going to take control of my life, and I'm going to choose specifically certain things to implement in my life that are going to balance whatever is happening and whatever comes next, and I'm going to stick to it. And I promise you, you'll be better for it.
Absolutely. Thank you again so much.
Thanks, love.
All right, you have a good rest of your night. Enjoy your fall in Canada, and we'll hopefully then talk again soon. Thank you very much. All right, guys. And that is our Tuesday. Man, I love having those types of conversations. She is such a doll. Guys, please, again, look her up. Aviva Reimer. R-E-I-M-E-R. Find her everywhere. Again, Such a delight to talk to. Guys, come back tomorrow, where tomorrow night I have a special guest, a guy that I had on a couple months back in Soho, Johnny. He is just opened up a new charity called Let Me Help, and he's doing a charity concert in November for COVID relief and a bunch of other things. And he's auctioning off one of his friends for... believe it or not, a date. So come back tomorrow. We're going to promote the auction. We're going to promote the charity, a concert who has, it's a star studded event. Everyone from Scott Page from Pink Floyd and Leland Sklar, world famous bass player, and so many more. So this concert is going to be amazing. It's a free concert, all for charity. So come back tomorrow. We'll talk more about that with Soho Johnny. But until then, guys, I appreciate you so much. Thank you again for making this show what it is. It would not be that without you. So enjoy your, you know, enjoy your evening, enjoy your morning, whenever you're listening. Please be safe on your way to work, on your way home from work, or whatever the case might be. But please stay happy, stay healthy, and as always, stay heavy. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.